Welcome back. In this lesson, we're getting deep into jungle warfare. Subsaturate using resampling workflows in Ableton Live 12. And just to be clear, this is not about making the bass louder for the sake of loud. We're building a low end that feels heavy, gritty, and alive, but still behaves like a proper DNB sub. Tight in mono, lock to the drums, and nasty enough to cut through a roller, a jungle break, or a dark neuro style drop. The big idea is simple. We're going to make two layers. First, a clean mono sub that gives us the true foundation. Then, we're going to resample a saturated version of that sub, print it to audio, and treat it like an arrangement tool. That's where the magic happens, because once the bass is audio, you can chop it, reverse it, mute it, edit the timing, and shape it like part of the rhythm section. So let's build it from the ground up. Start with a MIDI track and load up Operator. You can use Waveeatable too, but Operator is usually the fastest and cleanest choice for DNB sub work. Keep it simple. Use a sine wave as your main oscillator. Set the octave so the notes sit in a usable bass range, usually somewhere around D1 to G1 depending on the track key. Now shape the amp envelope so the sub feels tight and controlled. Keep the attack very short, almost immediate. Decay can stay short or nearly flat. Sustain should be full. Release should be short enough that the note doesn't smear into the next one, but not so short that it feels chopped off. You want the sub to breathe with the groove, not drag behind it. Put a utility after the instrument and set the width to 0%. That keeps the foundation dead center. In DNB, mono discipline at the source is huge. If the true sub is already unstable, everything downstream becomes harder to control. Next, write a bass phrase that actually leaves room for the saturation to speak. Don't just hold one note for 8 bars. DNB bass works better when it has phrasing. Make a short motif, maybe 1 or 2 bars, then give it space. For example, a held note on bar 1, a short answer on bar 2, another held note on bar 3, and maybe a rest or pickup on bar 4. That kind of shape matters because when we resample later, the performance feel gets baked into the audio. The resampled layer will inherit the groove, the spacing, and the attitude of the MIDI part. So even if the notes are simple, the phrasing needs to be musical. Now let's build a saturation chain on the sub-track. We're not trying to fully finalize the sound yet. We're designing something that will print well. A strong stock chain is EQ8, then saturator, then compressor or glue compressor, with maybe a tiny bit of erosion if you want some extra grain. On EQ8, only clean up what needs cleaning. If there is useless rumble below 20 or 25 Hz, gently high-pass that out. If the tone feels boxy, maybe dip a little in the 200 to 400 Hz area. Keep it subtle. Then add saturator. Try analog clip or a soft curve, and start with around 3 to 8 dB of drive. Turn soft clip on. Keep an eye on output so you're not just turning up the whole signal by accident. After that, add a compressor or glue compressor. Use a moderate ratio, something like 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds is a good starting point. Release can be auto or somewhere in the 80 to 150 millisecond range, depending on how the bass breathes with the tempo. If you want a little extra texture, add erosion very lightly, just enough to introduce a hint of grit. The goal is to create harmonics, not destroy the shape of the sub. Now comes the important move. We resample, create a new audio track and set the input to resampling, or route the bass track into it if you want more control. Record the bass performance into auto. And here's a key teacher note, think in printable states. Before you hit record, decide what each pass is for. Maybe one take is for sustain. Maybe one is for punch. Maybe one is for ugly texture. Maybe one is for transitions. If you don't give the print a job, you'll end up with a bunch of messy audio that sounds cool alone, but doesn't actually help the track. As you record, automate the saturation. Push the drive up in key moments. Maybe it sits around 4 dB most of the time, and jumps up toward 10 or 12 dB for phrase ending or a more aggressive response note. You can also automate filter movement or echo throws if you want a more animated print. Just remember, we are printing useful movement, not just random chaos. Print a little longer than you think you need. Extra bars give you room to cut tails, reverse pickups, and make fills later. Once the audio is recorded, this is where the resampled layer becomes its own instrument. Build a second chain on the printed audio. Now we're shaping the actual sub-saturate layer. Use EQ8 first. High-pass any unusable sub-rumble around 25 to 35 Hz if needed. If the print needs more readability on smaller systems, a gentle lift somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz can help. And if the distortion gets harsh or noisy, notch a little in the 700 Hz to 2 kHz area. Then add another saturator if the print needs more character. Keep it moderate. This layer should add attitude, not just more volume. Drum bass can also work really well here, but use it lightly. A little drive, a little crunch if needed, but don't overdo boom unless you specifically want a separate weight bloom. The point is to keep the layer punchy and controlled. If the printed layer is too spiky, use a compressor to smooth it out. Then finish with utility and set the width to zero again. Always check that the saturated layer is still mono-safe, or at least mono-friendly where it matters. If the resampled sound feels too full range, use auto-filter in low-pass mode to isolate the sweet spot. Sometimes the most useful part of the distortion is not the whole thing, but a narrow band that helps the bass speak without crowding the snare or the break. Now the fun part, slicing. This is where resampling becomes a proper workflow and not just a sound design trick. Trim the start so the transient lands with the kick. If you can, slice on zero crossings to avoid clicks. Duplicate a tail and reverse it for a pre-drop lift. Stagger chopped bass hits against break accents. Leave tiny gaps so the kick and snare can breathe. This is very jungle, very DNB. A resampled bass tail can answer a chopped amen fill. It can become a rhythmic call and response with the drums. In a roller, it can create a low-end pulse with little spits of energy between notes. In darker styles, those chopped bits can build tension before a snare fill or a drop return. And this is one of the most important mixing ideas in this lesson. The clean sub and the resampled layer each need a job. The clean sub should carry the core fundamental, usually somewhere below 80 to 100 Hz. That's your stable center. The resampled layer should mostly provide harmonics and character, often more useful in the 100 to 400 Hz range. That's what helps the bass read on smaller speakers and gives it personality. Use EQ 8 to carve those roles. If the clean sub is getting cluttered, keep it simpler and cleaner. If the resampled layer is competing with the deepest fundamental, high-pass it a bit more so it supports the low end instead of doubling it in a messy way. Then do a mono check on both layers together. This part matters. If the low end collapses when you hit mono, something is off. Maybe there is too much stereo movement. Maybe the timing between layers is fighting. Maybe the distortion is creating phase issues. Fix that before moving on. A really useful balance move is to lower the resampled layer until you barely notice it, then bring it back up until the bass becomes readable on headphones and smaller systems. That's usually where the layer is doing its job without sealing the show. Now let's talk about movement, because this is where advanced DNB bass design gets exciting. Don't just print one version and call it done. Print several versions with different automation states. One low drive pass, one medium drive pass, one extreme or ugly pass, maybe one filtered transition pass, maybe one with a resonance rise, or a quick echo throw at the end of the phrase. Then use those different prints as arrangement tools. One clip can handle the main drop, another can support the second 8 bars, another can become a fill or switch up, another can be reversed into the next section. That makes your session feel like a curated bass performance instead of a static synth line. And it speeds up arrangement, which is a massive deal in DNB. Endless tweaking kills momentum. Printed material helps you move. Also, keep an ear on the envelope of the distortion, not just the tone. In fast DNB patterns, the attack and release of the printed layer can matter as much as the harmonic color. If the distortion blooms too slowly, it can fight the kick. If it dies too fast, it won't feel weighty. You want the print to push with the groove. Now, a few pro moves. Print three versions of the same bass phrase if you can. Clean, medium, and extreme. Use them like a progression, not just three random options. Use resampled tails as tension devices. A reversed saturated tail into a snare fill can create that underground something is coming, feeling instantly. Let the bass answer the drums. A short saturated stab after a snare roll often says, more than a constant wall of bass. And if you want extra presence on systems that don't reproduce deep sub very well, a subtle lift around 100 to 180 Hz on the resampled layer can help the bass feel bigger without making it sloppy. One more thing. Print at a conservative level. Slightly quieter audio is easier to reuse than a clipped, ugly print. You can always add gain later. You can't unbake bad distortion artifacts. As a final workflow pass, consolidate and label everything clearly. Name your track something like SUB Clean, Subprint Drive 6, Subprint Fill A. Color code them. Keep alternate resamples grouped together. Build yourself a small bass palette. One clean sustain, one gritty sustain, one chopped answer, one reversed pickup, one fill tail. That kind of organization might not sound flashy, but it's how you actually finish DNB tracks faster. It keeps your momentum up and makes future arrangement decisions way easier. So let's recap the core workflow. Design a clean, mono DNB sub first. Add saturation and dynamics in a controlled way. Resample multiple printed states. Treat the audio like arrangement material. Chop it, reverse it, mute it, and fit it around the drums. Keep checking mono, headroom, and low-end separation. If you do that, you'll get bass that feels expensive, intentional, and way more alive than just a plain sine wave sitting under the track.